This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the $50 billion IT services contract from NIH is being buried under protests yet again. The Air National Guard is providing humanitarian aid to earthquake victims in Turkey. And DoD announces the first successful test flights of F-16s flown with artificial intelligence. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. At a rally in the nation's capital, federal employees voiced support for a larger pay raise next year. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman was there.
The American Federation of Government Employees led a union rally to endorse the FAIR Act. The recently reintroduced legislation would give federal employees an 8.7% average pay raise in 2024. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker spoke to federal employees at the rally.
When we organize, we win. Yeah. And for the government workers that do some of the most essential jobs, from inspecting our agricultural products, from keeping us safe on our airlines. Yeah. The government workers must have 8.7%.
Yeah. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Air National Guard is providing humanitarian aid to earthquake victims in Turkey, utilizing flights from Dover Air Force Base. Airmen from the 436th Aerial Port Squadron help transport search and rescue teams, rescue dogs, doctors, and structural engineers. Cargo included rescue equipment, medical supplies, tents, and water. The Dover contingent is one of two search and rescue teams in the country that respond on behalf of the U.S. government. With about half of its workforce eligible to retire in the next 5 years, the Government Publishing Office is launching a new effort to bring in the next generation of workers. The agency is restarting and expanding its apprenticeship program. Under this effort, GPO is initially bringing in proofreader apprentices for a 3-year training program, but it plans to expand to other trades and production areas later this year. This is the second program aimed at recruiting and training the new employees. Last year, GPO restarted its recent graduate program that develops employees for an assortment of positions across the agency. Background investigations are getting faster and cheaper for agencies. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The fastest 90% of secret-level clearance investigations took an average of 76 days in the last quarter of fiscal 2022. The average for top secret cases was 127 days. Those are some of the lowest numbers in recent years. And the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency is also reducing the prices it charges for background investigations by 18% next year. DCSA officials credit security clearance reforms in the move to replace periodic reinvestigations with continuous vetting. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Lawmakers renew a push to prevent a future version of the Trump administration's Schedule F executive order. The Saving the Civil Service Act would block presidential administrations from reclassifying feds without congressional consent. The bill's reintroduction marks the third time lawmakers have pushed to pass the bill. The legislation has bipartisan co-sponsors, Democrat Jerry Connolly and Republican Brian Fitzpatrick in the House. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine introduced the companion bill. Although similar legislation to prevent Schedule F was included in the House version of the National Defense Authorization Act last year, it was left out of the final NDAA. The $50 billion IT services contract from NIH faces a new set of challenges. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us why.
The CIO SP4 government-wide acquisition contract is being buried under protest yet again. The National Institutes of Health IT Acquisition and Assessment Center, or NITAC, is facing 17 new protests after letting vendors know last week who made it to the second round of evaluations. The Government Accountability Office has until mid-May to decide these cases. GAO's protest docket shows vendors have filed 155 total protests against CIO SP4 since March 2022. Of those, 133 have been dismissed, and only two have been fully denied by GAO. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Biden administration is calling on chief data officers to help meet equity goals. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The White House is developing a progress report on how agencies are making equity-based improvements in their data. That's part of the administration's focus on determining whether public-facing programs are benefiting underserved communities. U.S. Chief Data Scientist Denise Ross says agency chief data officers play a key role in tapping into underutilized federal data that has a public benefit.
It's about turning data into action that results in more equitable outcomes for the American people.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You're listening to the Federal Newscast. The Department of Homeland Security topped $500 million in non-competitive contracts and grants last year. A new audit from the DHS Inspector General reviewed grants and contracts awarded by means other than full and open competition in fiscal 2022. The totals include 30 non-competitive grants worth about $31 million and 419 non-competitive contracts worth about $518 million. The audit concluded DHS followed relevant laws and policies in awarding those deals. The Defense Department has announced the first successful test flights of F-16s flown with artificial intelligence. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, collaborated with the Air Force Research Laboratory and several other public and private groups for the three-year project. The program, called Air Combat Evolution, or ACE, started by controlling simulated F-16s flying aerial dogfights on computer screens. Last December, it graduated to controlling an actual F-16 in flight. The Census Bureau is tinkering with new ways to produce income and poverty statistics. The Bureau is releasing its first set of statistics through what it calls National Experimental Well-Being Statistics, or NEWS, a new tool to calculate income and poverty estimates. NEWS uses a broader set of data sources than what the Bureau previously used and relies on different types of statistical analysis. The Bureau is providing new income and poverty statistics for 2018 as a proof of concept for its new data product. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, February 15th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.